Exclusive: Israeli MK Bard from Australia over fears he'd radicalize Muslims, slams government for caving to terror. By Joshua Klein on August 18, 2025. Israeli Knesset member Simcha Rothman blasted Australia for capitulating to Islamic extremists after the government banned him from visiting Jewish communities suffering from a surge of anti-Semitism, declaring that caving to terror apparently. That's the new Australian way when faced with threats from the country's Muslim population. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Monday, Knesset Constitution, Law and Justice Committee Chairman Simcha Rothman of Israel's Religious Zionist Party responded to Australia's decision to revoke his visa just hours before his planned departure for a solidarity visit to Australian Jewish communities. The Australian government cited his support for eliminating Hamas, backing Israeli sovereignty, and refusing to blame Israel for the ongoing conflict as reasons for the ban. Positions Rothman noted are very common even within the U.S. Senate and House. "The Australian government sent me a list of all the terrible things that I said," Rothman explained. "It included that Hamas should be eliminated. It included that Israel is on the good side. That Hamas is on the bad side, that the situation in Gaza should be blamed on Hamas and not on Israel." Other very straightforward statements, including being against the creation of a Palestinian state, and that Israel should apply sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. Rothman emphasized that these views represent mainstream Israeli opinion and are widely shared by American political leaders, including President Trump. "These are very common views in Israel. They're widely held in the United States Senate, in the House, and I believe in the White House as well," he said. Highlighting the absurdity of Australia's standard, Rothman noted that President Trump expressed views that, if the Australian government applied the same criteria, they would have to ban President Trump, because he said those things and even harsher things than what I said. That's the craziness of their position. The Israeli lawmaker revealed that the Australian government reversed course despite having approved his visa just over a week earlier with full knowledge of his political positions. What changed was direct pressure from Australia's Islamic community threatening violence. "The main thing that happened between approving my visa a week and a half ago and cancelling it today was threats of violence by the Islamic community in Australia," Rothman stated. "That is what they openly said in the letter they sent me. They said me coming to Australia will radicalize the Muslims. So apparently, threats of violence and terror make the Australian government ban free speech, ban views that are acceptable by their own citizens and by most citizens in Israel, and prevent an Israeli elected official from visiting Jewish communities that suffer from anti-Semitism and hate." The timing was particularly striking given recent anti-Semitic attacks against Australian Jews, including the torching of a synagogue. "A synagogue there was torched," Rothman noted. "So caving to terror apparently, that's the new Australian way." Despite being barred from Australia, Rothman confirmed he will address the Jewish communities that invited him virtually, delivering a message of unwavering Israeli support for Jews worldwide facing persecution. "This Australian government's appeasement to terror affected my life for 2 weeks," Rothman said. "They have to live there and suffer from it the whole year around. My message to Australian Jews and to Jews all around the world is that Israel is with them. Israel sees them, and Israel is willing to extend help in any manner whenever a Jew is under threat because he's a Jew." The Israeli official emphasized that supporting diaspora Jews under threat is enshrined in Israeli law. "Israel will help in every way we can against these anti-Semitic attacks, extending a hand to Jews worldwide who suffer from anti-Semitism simply because they're Jews," he explained. "That's part of Israeli basic law, to help any Jew who is under threat because he's a Jew. We're always open for Aliyah, emigration to Israel, but also committed to fighting anti-Semitism all around the world." Rothman concluded with a defiant stance against appeasing extremism. "The best way to deal with terror is not to be silent. You must be vocal about it and definitely not allow terror to win. Because when you try to appease terror, you only get more terror." The ban has prompted swift retaliation from Israel, which announced Monday it would expel Australia's diplomatic representatives to the Palestinian Authority and institute enhanced screening for Australian visitors. The incident highlights growing tensions between Australia's Labor government and Israel, as Jewish communities face increasing anti-Semitic attacks while their government prioritizes appeasing radical elements over protecting free speech and religious minorities. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.